Hello, this is Jeff Buckles with Three Roads and Two Destinies Ministries with you today. We're in Genesis chapter 18, and then we'll be in 19 immediately. Looking at Abraham, and now we've come back to the person of Lot, the last time that we came together. There are real contrasts between the two. Abraham being the man who God gave the promise to, who continued to live in that promise, the one who God set up, for I know Abraham, that he would lead his family in the way that God showed him and that he would go in that way, as compared to Lot, who always saw the things that this world had to offer and always went in that direction. And we see the end of Lot in this chapter 19, what became of the lifestyle that he had chosen. Now, we'll be looking at the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah with our time together here. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we just pray that you might teach us from your word today. Show us what you'd have us to know. Show us what you'd have us to learn. Lord, we realize that without your spirit, without your word, without the Lord Jesus Christ, there's nothing that can be learned here. So we do just pray that you would teach us through these, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Abraham had already, as we were, last time we were together, had talked God down to 10 people. That is, he said that he would not destroy Sodom and Gomorrah if there were 10 people in it that were, who were righteous. Now, Abraham had began this talk with God because he said, God, you wouldn't destroy the righteous with the wicked. And God, of course, said no. But the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah had came up before him, and they were condemned before God. But Abraham intercedes here because he knows Lot and his family are in the city. And not only that, but he cares for the city itself, for the people, for the multitudes that were about to be judged. We'll see this characteristic of mercy and of standing in for people in the life of Abraham. We see it in the life of Moses. We see it in the life of Paul. We see it in the life of other men of God. They really cared for people, and they really stood in for people with God. I know that you may not realize it today, if you're unsaved, though, that more likely than not, there's a Christian out there that's praying for you, that's praying that God will not bring his judgment down upon you, but that you would be saved. And I thank God for everyone that prayed that for me for years. And this is what Abraham did. He stood in for these people. Well, there weren't even 10 people in this city. And we said it was a city of some size. There weren't even 10 there who were right with God. You know, he tells us in Romans, there is none that seeks after God. There is none. No, not one. They've all gone out of the way. They've together become unprofitable. And this was very true of Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, Sodom and Gomorrah, of course, we get the word sodomy from Sodom. And we're going to see here in this particular passage how that this came to be. Let's begin at verse 1 of chapter 19. And there came two angels to Sodom at evening. And Lot sat in the gate at Sodom, and Lot, seeing them, rose to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, behold, now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, and into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and you shall rise up early and go on your ways. And they said, nay, but we will abide in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him, and entered into his house, and he did make them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. Now, we've already been through some of this, but I want to look at it again, maybe to refresh our memories. Remember that when Abraham was interceding, he was interceding with the Lord. There were three men that came to Abraham's tent. It says there are only two angels that come out to Sodom. Well, two of these three men, two of them were angels. One of them was the Lord himself. Evidently, the Lord went back to prepare the judgment as the two angels go down to deliver Lot and his family. Now, when the angels come to Sodom, they see Lot sitting in the gate. Now, to sit in the gate of a city was to be one of the men who were in control, one of the men who made the decisions, one who was considered wise. And here Lot sat in the gate of a city of sinfulness as a ruler, you might say. Now Lot sees these two angels, and he raises up to meet them, and he bows himself to the ground and says, "Please turn in to your servant's house and stay all night, wash your feet, and rise up early and go on your way." Lot, of course, knowing the type of people that were in this city, he wants these men to come in and stay with him where it will be safe. And they said, "No, but we'll stay in the street all night." Now, they being angels, they know the state of this city. They know what kind of people that are in this city. And yet they make this statement, and I think, possibly, that it is just one more test for Lot. But he presses them greatly. And finally, they turn into him and enter into his house, and he makes them a feast and bakes unleavened bread, and they eat. So Lot gets the angels into his house for the night. Now let's look at verse 4. "And before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, 'Where are the men which came in unto thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them.' And Lot went out at the door unto them, and shut the door after him, and he said, 'I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold, now I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them unto you, and do you to them as good in your eyes. Only to these men do nothing, for therefore they are come under the shadow of my roof.' And they said, 'Stand back.' And they said again, 'This one fellow came in to sojourn with us, and he will be a judge. Now will we deal worse with thee than with them.' And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door." Now before bedtime, if you will, in our language, the men of Sodom and Gomorrah come, and all of them, from every quarter, it says, old and young, surround his house. They had seen these two visitors, and word had obviously gotten around, and they wanted these men. And they called to Lot and said to him, "Where are the men that came in to you this night? Bring them out, that we may know them." They were going to, of course, molest these men, rape them. And Lot goes out to the door, and he says, and to speak to him, and shuts the door after him. He knows what's going to happen. And he said, "I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly." Now, one thing that's to be noted in this particular statement, he calls these men brethren. Now, in chapter 14, verse 14, Abraham had called Lot his brother. In verse 16, he had called Lot his brother. So that Abraham considered Lot to be his brother. That is, he was a brother in faith. Lot had trusted God. We found out in the New Testament that it called Lot a righteous man who vexed his righteous soul from day to day with the evil deeds of these evil people. But here Lot cries out to these men and he says, "Brethren." Maybe it would do us well to ask ourselves this question today. Could this happen to me? Is it possible that we could turn our faces toward the world and begin to walk in that direction? And we get a little bit and a little bit farther, and we go just a little bit more and just a little bit more, and before you know it, we're not calling Christians our brethren anymore. We're calling the world our brothers. You know, you hear the word brother thrown about today till it doesn't even mean anything anymore. But the word brother is for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. For those who are of the family of God. And yet here, Lot calls these men brethren. That's a sad commentary. May God help us not to do so. And he asks them and he prays them and he begs them, "Don't do so wickedly as you're going to do." And he makes them an offer. "I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you and do you to them as is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore they come under the shadow of my roof." Lot says, "I have these men in my protection, and I'm begging you not to do anything to them." It's for this reason that I brought them under my roof. And he says, not only so, but I have two daughters that have never known a man. Let me bring them out to you, and you do to them as is good in your eyes. It would have been better for Lot had he given up his life than to have made an offer such as this. We see also later on in this portion of Scripture that the city of Sodom and Gomorrah had had its effect upon Lot also, and upon his daughters also. But he makes this offer. Think of it, men and women. He offers his very daughters so that they wouldn't take his guests and molest them. Of course, the men of the city didn't want any of this. They said, stand back. And then they began to talk among themselves, and they say, he came in to stay with us temporarily, but now he wants to be a judge and a ruler over us. Now we're going to deal worse with him than with them. And they began to assault Lot, and they began to come after him, and they came to break the door. Now Lot's in a sore position here. He's about to be molested by the men of the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. He's about to lose his guests to the wicked men. He's about to lose his daughters and his wife, surely. But we're going to have to wait till the next time to see what happens here. But one thing I do want to notice, you know that the Bible says, Jesus says, when the salt has lost its savor, it's good for nothing but to be cast underfoot and trampled of men. When the people of God become so much like the world that you can't tell any difference anymore, and the world has no more respect for them and begins to trample on them, on us, this is what's happening to Lot right here. Well, this has been Jeff Buckles with the Two Roads and Two Destinies Ministries. It's been good being with you today. We'll see you again next time. Goodbye.
Thank you, Jeff. This is Mike Moody along with Mark Beebe and Jeff Buckles. We hope you'll be with us each day this week, 1 o'clock, the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to call us this week at 879-5695. Have a good day.